Kum Lenin, Ablat Gemara, second day of Chedesh Adar Sheni. We're up to Dav Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, in the middle of the page. This is the second half of today's Gemara, the two dots, the two punten. We had a Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda. Dav Kuf Aleph Amud Beis. Rabbi Yehuda says that the Isur of Gid Hanoshe is Chal even a non-kosher animal. And what's the Chumrah? That it was given to the Yidin even before Matan Torah. All other mitzvahs given to him only Matan Torah. And how does he know? Because it's written in the Torah, in the story of Yaakov. The Chacham said, even so, since it says Bnei Yisrael, which is referring to the Eden after post-Matan Torah, why the Torah recorded here, just to explain to you the background of this particular Isser. They said to Rabbi Yehuda, if you were right that the mitzvah started then, it should have said, Al Kain lo yochel Bnei Yaakov. Javi, you need another Gemara today as well, no? Oh, yeah.
Well, because it wasn't called Yisrael yet at that stage. From the
your whole vart is that the Bnei Yisrael started the Matan Torah, and the Eden didn't get the mitzvah till Matan Torah, because it's Bnei Yisrael. So, Rabbi Yehuda, say that the Edens had to start doing the mitzvah from Gid Hanoshan onwards. They were not called Bnei Yisrael then. They were called Bnei Yisrael much later. So the Torah should have said Bnei Yaakov. Is it right to us?
That all the mitzvah. After that story, the Malach said to
they weren't still called Bnei Yisrael. They were called, right now, the Gemara thinks Bnei Yisrael only at post Matan Torah. So the mitzvah only started post Matan Torah, and you're saying it started from the moment it was given. So why is the pasuk Bnei Yisrael and Bnei Yaakov? Although Nemel Bnei Yisrael, but Nikum Bnei Yisrael at Sinai, they weren't called Bnei Yisrael until Sinai. Ela B'Sinai Nemel, it was given to them at Sinai. Ela Shnitzel Mekaymei, it was written then. Laid them Ezatam Neselam. They should have an idea when it was came Aser. Masi Rabbi, you tell me they were called Bnei Yisrael only from the Matan Torah. I'll show you they were called Bnei Yisrael way before then. When Yaakov passed away in the end of Vayichi, it says in the pasuk, "Vayisu Bnei Yisrael as Yaakov Aviem," and the Bnei Yisrael carried Yaakov their father. So what was he from here? No, sorry. This is later on when they were going to Mitzrayim. And what does it say over here? Bnei Yisrael way before Matan Torah.
So the answer, they took him to
Kura, this is, I think, before the Kura. This is on the way, Mitzrayim. After the story with Yaakov, and after he struggled with the Malach, and then he went to Padan Aram. When he came back from Padan Aram, then he was told, and he had the dream over there, he was told that your name is no longer Yaakov. Your name will be now for now Yisrael. So it happened many years later that he was called Yisrael. Both times, yeah. That's right. But it was Al-Kain, it says that your name from now on will be Yisrael, and even though sometimes called Yaakov, because they're two different levels. But the fact is, they were never called Yisrael until many years later. So Amle Rabachad or Ravashi, Mahi Shaitalit said, okay, so if the word is Bnei Yisrael, and Rabbi Yehuda says, and Bnei Yisrael wasn't called till the Chacham say Bnei Yisrael was called much later. Let the Chacham at least believe it didn't start from Matan Torah. It started from when they started recording Bnei Yisrael after he came back in Padan Aram. Amalei, he said to him, "Chitoyda pa'omim pa'omim nitzah." You think the Torah was given in bits and pieces? When his name was changed, it's not when the story happened with the Malach many years later. It wasn't talking Matan Torah. So why we started the mitzvah punk then? What happened then? Why then? Either you start the mitzvah when the story happened with the Malach, earlier, much earlier, or if not, when Matan Torah went through all the other mitzvahs. The Torah wasn't given in bits and pieces, even though the Gemara, we had Mefedesh and Gemara in Gittin of Samar, that Rabbi Yechanan says, Megillah, the Torah was given, the Machlekes, if the Torah was Chasum and Nitna, or Megillah, then how was the Torah given to us? In pieces, or in one lot at the end of the 40 years? That's talking about the learning of the Torah, but the mitzvahs were given to us in one go. But yet, even though Yemi said we got some mitzvahs in Mora, in the Fidim, they got a couple of mitzvahs of Shabbos, they were told that this is what you're going to get by Matan Torah. But not that they had to start right now.
So it wasn't an essential part of the Torah. It already existed. It didn't come into Gilui until this person was Megala.
Exactly.
So until these events happened, it wasn't Shaykh to Gilui.
Exactly. But the Chiyuv, it didn't start according to Racham, until the Matan Torah, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, straight away. Tanya Rabban, we learned, just like we have this argument here regarding Egid Anoshe, but so long, Eivin Achai. Eivin Menachai, and remember, Eivin Achai applies to Goyim as well, from the Zayim Mitzvah Menach. So, Eivin Min Hachayim, Noyig Bebehema, Vechaya, Veoiv, and all living creatures, Bein Tmeim, Bein Toil, whether the kosher, whether not, Yerbi Huda. Just like Yehoda Gidon Osher applies to non-kosher animals, and we say Yisr Chalal Yisr because it's a strong Yisr. Same thing, it applies to Eivon Lechai. But Rabbi Loz agrees, Rabbi Yehuda. However, the Chachamim say, Einun Noeg El B'Tahoydin, only kosher animals. Rabbi Yechon said, I can tell you, maybe they're not arguing in Yisr Chalal Yisr, they're arguing on a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Rak Chazag, you should be...
They wouldn't be an Yisr Chalal Yisr for them.
Remember, we said that Gidon Osher, why is a Chal on trade for animals? Goyim don't have Yisr trade for animals. There's no Yisr Chalal Yisr by them. But by Yidin, why is there? Why does Gidon Osher Chal on trade for atomic animals? He says because this is the only Yisr that started from Bnei Neich. So it's much stronger than the Yisr of Nanin Kosher. Same thing applies to Eivon Lechai. Eivon Lechai started from Eivon Lechai, that's much stronger. But right now, Rabbi Yechonah said, that's not the reason why. They're arguing on the Pashup Shat in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Rak Chazak strengthen the bilti achel hadam, don't eat the blood. Why? Ki hadam hu hanefesh, because the blood is the nefesh. And then the Pasuk says, Lo seichel hanefesh im habasar. And you shouldn't eat for the nefesh while it's still alive. That's called Eivon Lechai. This pasuk, Le'seichel ha'nefesh im ha'basar, don't eat the nefesh. But the basar is talking about don't eat the nefesh, the blood that carries the nefesh, while the animal is still alive. And if you cut this thing off while the animal is alive, even after you shot the animal, you cannot eat this. If it was cut when it was alive, it's asur. The shechita wasn't matred. Rabbi Yehud, now the Merck's place. Rabbi Yehud, Rabbi Loza, Sabri Koj. So the pasuk says, it has two parts of the pasuk. Don't eat the blood, and then it says Eivon Lechai. So any animal that you're not allowed to eat the blood, you can't have Eivon Lechai. And since when it comes to the blood, if it's a non-kosher animal, you're allowed to eat the blood? Also not. So therefore, whichever the Issa of the blood applies, the Issa of Eivon Lechai applies. So it applies also to non-kosher animals. So Rabbi Yehud,
the lesser say of least don't
apply. Exactly. So that's what they say. And since it's right in the juxtaposition to... the Issa of Eivon Lechai means that they both fly in the same places. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loza, Savri, Ko, Sha'atim, Metzuval, Doma, wherever you have an Issa of eating the blood, Atim, Metzuval, Levorin, I'll eat the limbs. Mahani here, Tamein, these Tamein, Nami, Hoyle, Atim, Metzuval, Doma, I'll eat the blood, Atim, Metzuval, Levorin, I'll eat the limbs. Verabbanon, Rabbanon, Savri, no. They say, don't look at the fact that it's in proximity to this other Issa. Let's focus on the words. Where do you learn Eivon Lechai from? Le'seichal nefer abosar. Read as if it says, don't eat the nefesh, the living, in my basa, in those animals. No, don't eat it together with the basa alive. Don't eat the Eivon Lechai. But if you didn't take off the Eivon Lechai, then you're allowed to eat the basa. So we're only talking about animals that the basa is permitted. And then don't eat the Eivon Lechai part of it. The basa like seichal nefesh, in my basa, ella basa, could eat the basa on its own. Koshib sari mutter, atzul levarav. With the basa's mutter, like the levarim. Koshib aim sari mutter, atzul levarav. Based on the whole Gemara we had before about Gidon Osher, that Gidon Osher is chal on non-kosher animals because it's such a dominant Issa because it started in Neach. So why don't you do the same chesed here by Eivon Lechai? What did tell me a mice with a pasuk? Rabbi Yehuda Lomeli Kra, what did the pasuk for? Lazy Issa Eivon Lechal Issa Tumah. So the answer is, you're right. Rabbi Yehuda, you don't need this chesed. Rabbi Yehuda holds very simple. The reason why Eivon Lechai applies even to non-kosher animals. Because it's a dominant Avera. It started from the times of Noach. So why do you need to argue about the Pasuk? It only goes to the Rabbi Loza. Why not?
Why not?
You're getting two Avedas. If you're warned, you'll get twice Malchus. One for Eivon Lechai, one for being non-kosher. Camel, whatever. Tanya Namihochi, we tackle and similarly, Bain Temeya, Bain Tehoida. We learned another braise that Eivon Lechai applies to all animals. Shenemar says, Rak Chazak, the Bilti Achol Adam, don't eat the blood. Kosha Atem Tzuval Dome, Tzuval Levarav. Wherever any animal, you're not allowed to eat his blood, you're not allowed to eat his Tevarim. Kosha Eatem Tzuval Dome, Eatem Levarav. Dibi Rabbi Lazar says clearly here, it's only Rabbi Lazar who makes his chesed about the Pasuk. Rabbi Yehuda's name, and I mentioned it. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't need the Pasuk. He holds Yisr Chal al Yisr. He holds the Yisr of Eivon Lechai. He's Chal a non-kosher animal. It's not a swara. It's not a swara. That's how it is. That's how it is. Just like Gidon Osher. That's how it is. You don't need a special limit for it. And the Chum say, Ein noigel b'toidim. And the Chum say, it's only by toidim. So then it says, Le'seichel ha'nefesh im ha'basar. El ha'basar eat the basar on its own. Kol shem sari mutter, tzol ha'varo. Now we have a third opinion. Rameir comes along, and we have to understand what he's saying. He's saying not only does it only apply to kosher animals, it's only behemoths. Doesn't apply to chayas. There's not even a chay by deer. Doesn't apply to birds. You pull the pulk off. Doesn't apply to that at all. Only to behemoths. Now, where does he get that from? Rameir, I mean, in a gal of a behemoth, but only by kosher behemoths. So it says the Gemara, very interesting. We have three. We know that Rabba said something. We're just not sure which Rabba said it. So one version is Amar Rabba Bashmul. It was Rabba Bashmul who said Amar Rav Chinen Rav Chizda V'Itema, or others say Rabba Bashmul said Rabbi Yosef. That's one version. But Amar said no. Was Rabba Bashmul? It was Rabba Bashela Amar Rabba Shela who said Rabbi Chizda V'Itema Rabbi Yosef. And others said no, it was neither of them. Amar Rabba Bashimi or Bashimi Amar Rav Chinen Rabbi Yosef. Look how pedantic the Gemara is to know exactly, precisely who said what. Now, my time with Rameh, what's Rameh's svara? Why dafka behema? Oh, makro, it says in Pasig, if you cannot go to the base of Midian very far away from you, you should shecht mibkorcho mitzaincha, the Ebshe gave you, and you should eat them in your sharim. It says, v'zavachta mibkorcho mitzaincha, and the next Pasig, it talks about eva menachai. This is a Pasig before the Pasig of don't eat the blood and leisechal nefesh habasar. Since we're talking about Bokar Vitzayin, and then it tells you about Eva Menachai, what does that tell you? That where, which animals does the Easter of Eva Menachai apply to? Bokar Vitzayin. That's what the Meir's word is. Yeah. No, you do. I'm going to stop Dafka before, not the whole way, so that... No, you sleep 10 minutes longer, that's all. But you got to go. He needs his chavrusas. Amar Rav Gidl, Amar Rav, Rav Gidl, saying the Rav, Machlekes, comes from Gidl, but that's an interesting thing. This whole Machlekes, you know, about Eva Menachai, whether it applies to non-kosher animals or not, is only by Yisrael. For Yisrael eats a pig. Eva Menachai of a pig. Is he over, besides being over the Yisrael pig, is he also over the Yisrael Menachai or not? Fine. Avol the Ben Noach, where there's no Yisrael of eating a treifa animal, non-kosher animal, when it comes to Ben Noach, makes no difference if it's a Torah or not. Makes no difference.
But the Eva Menachai will apply regardless. That's what it says, yeah?
Sorry?
The Eva Menachai will apply regardless of Ben Noach.
Yeah, Ben Noach makes no chilek gives
kosher.
Exactly. Exactly. And but you have to get an eye for this. I mean, you have a svar if you get an eye. Think what it says. Tanya, I'm going to the Braise. Says the Braise. Eva Menachai, Eva Menachai, Ben Noach, Muzer Olav. Eva Menachai Ben Noach is not allowed to eat Eva Menachai Al Hatmeim Kitahedi. Makes no difference, a kosher or non kosher animal. Abba the Yisrael, a Yid, Eina Muzer El Al Tahedim Bavad. A Yisrael is not Muzer only on Tahedim. Now there's two versions. Okay, Yid is only Tahedim. Two versions. Rameya version would be only Tahedim, which is only limited to behemoths. And the Chachamim's version is Tahedim, which includes Chaya and Oif. But not like Rabbi Yehuda says that by Yisrael also a non-kosher animal they're liable for Eva Menachai. We're following the Chachamim that says you're not. Only chilek is whether it's a male. The Gemara says it. Ikadami tohayra in singular because only limited to behemoths. The Eva Menachai of a behemoth you are over but nothing else because you compare it to Bokar Vitzayin. But a male and it goes to a male. Ikadami tohayrim and it follows Rabban. Omer Rav Shizbi, he says Rav Shizbi, we talk learn that it comes to Yisrael is limited only to kosher animals, Eva Menachai. When it comes to Ben Noach, doesn't matter what kind of animal it is, they're over Eva Menachai. While the animal's alive, and then even after the animal will geshachten, you cannot eat that limb. Why not? That's exactly what we say. Could be it's cruelty to a separate cheshbon. Cruelty to have a machleik is a matayim of the rabbanon, but you don't get malchus for that. Yeah, of course it's a better. What happens? They had to amputate the leg of the animal because it's gangrene or whatever. So maybe they did it for good reason. Not always it's a machleik. That's true, but maybe there's a good reason why they had to. It broke his. Yeah, maybe. There's a beautiful chos in Sefer Chassidim. There's a whole bunch of little things, snippets there, that if you damage, that people were in Gehenim and they had to run around with a horse, carry a horse on their shoulders on them because while they were alive, they were cruel to their horses. Very interesting, yeah, a beautiful chos. Sazing what about it? Afanan amitanina, we learned in a braise the same thing. Avol evim, ochal evim in a chai mimeno, if you ate an evim, this talking about there a non kosher bird. Okay, a non-kosher bird, a falcon. and you are eating an avim and a chai from a non-kosher bird, right? Is einus sefer gaboyim? You don't get malchus. Why not? Because you only get avim and a chai. I mean, you don't get malchus als avim and a chai. Because you don't get avim and a chai only if it's a kosher bird, not if it's a non-kosher bird. Okay, that's my yid. Then he says, the ein shchitim betarosei. This bird, if you go and shecht it, the shchit is not going to help. That's what he says. Now, what's going on here? What means shchit is not help? What are we talking about? Ilema b'Yisrael, tell me by a Jew, if he shechts the non-kosher bird, it's not going to help him pshita. Forget Eivim Melechai. Yeah, and if you shecht a pig, you'll have to eat it. What does shchit help over here? So pshita, the ein shchit of tarasa. You don't tell me that shchit doesn't help for non-kosher bird. We're talking about non-kosher bird. So what are you telling me? This is what I'm telling you. By a yid, if a yid shechts an animal, a kosher animal, and while the animal is still jumping around, nerves, you cut off a leg, it's not called Eva Menachai. The animal's still alive to a certain extent, it's jumping around. The moment you did shchita, halachically, the animal's dead. By a goy, because they don't have shchita, if while you shot it or whatever they did, and then the animal's jumping around and you cut off a limb, that limb is called Eva Menachai, because since shchita, it doesn't have any validity by a goy, their death is only the animal's dead, stop jumping around. So therefore, the saying, if ein shchit tarosa, by a goy, we shecht the bird, and the bird is jumping around, so don't think there's no Eivim in the chai anymore. Shchit the health nicht. So what do we see clear from here? That's only by a yid, because we did shchit. Only by a yid. It's nerves. Because shchit is recognized. Since by a goy, we don't recognize the shchit, what's the criteria for their death? When it stops moving around. So it's telling you here that by a goy, if you shechted it and then you cut off their limb while the bird is jumping around, it doesn't help. So what do we see clearly from here? That by a yid, we're limited only to kosher animals, and by a goy, it applies even to non-kosher animals. A raya to what the Rav said before. Now, interesting, Rashi brings over here that if it would have been a kosher animal and a goy shechted it and he cuts off a limb, even though in theory he should be liable for Eivim and Achai, because Shchita means nothing, but it doesn't. Because we have a rule, Mi ikamidi deshadi li Yisrael v'asim enayach. How can it be stricter for a guy than for a yid? A yid is allowed to eat it. If you cut off the limb while the animal is jumping around, like you may just say, you're allowed to eat it. So a goy, you can't hold him liable. But when it comes to a non-kosher animal, since a yid doesn't have Shchita by a non-kosher animal, so by a goy and a non-kosher animal, if it's mefarchis, jumping around, it's not good enough, it has to be dead. So yeah, he supports it. Says he would have eaten. So right, by Menoich, even non-kosher animals also. We'll just go to the bottom of the page. Ravmoni bar potish. You have to come and learn. Ravmoni bar potish. Ravmoni bar potish. Rami reisha sefer. He comes to the same conclusion, but he asks like a question. You went ahead and you tried to understand the second part over here of the braise, which says the ein shchitim tarasa. I ask as a stita from the Reisha Sefer. First, you tell me that there's no malchus, right? In other words, you tell me there's no Eivim Melechai. By a non-kosher bird, there's no Eivim Melechai. And then you tell me that the shchit doesn't help. There is Eivim Melechai. So I have a question here. My only answer, the way to reconcile it is one part is talking about the Yim, one part is talking about the Goy. Mishani, Reisha be Yisrael, so there's no Eivim Melechai by a non-kosher bird, because it's limited only to kosher. And the Sefer ben Noach, which applies even to non-kosher. That's how I came to the same conclusion, but something else bothered me. Omar Rav, that I've said, another thing, Eivim in the Chai, Tzadik Kazayis. That an Eivim in the Chai, you require a Kazayis. You have two psukim. One is for Eivim, a limb from a Chai, and one is for Bosom in the Chai, flesh. You cut up a piece of meat from the animal while it was alive. So therefore, Eivim, a limb has to have a shear as well. And the limb has to be, because a Chidla can't be less than a Kazayis. A limb has to be a minimum size of a Kazayis. My time achilu ksivbe. It says in the pasuk v'loy soichel hanefesh ibabasa. We learn from there eva menachai. So therefore, it says soichel. Soichel has to be a kazayis. The minimum size of eva menachai is a kazayis. Ochal eva menachai mimeno. If you ate eva menachai from a non kosher bird, is einu soifik esaboyim. Sorry, Moshe, I'm asking a question. It says, if he ate, we just looked in the Braise. If he ate even a chai from a non-kosher bird, he'd get malchus. But if he ain't shchita, metai rosa, and shchita is not metai. Now, the isal kadatra b'ina kazayis, in order to be liable for a chai in a kazayis, and we're talking about itak ere kazayis, tefe doch kazayis, so he gets malchus anyway. Okay, you tell. It says in the Braise, unequivocally, you don't get Malkus. But if he ate, if you're telling me the only way you're liable for an Eved is if he ate a Kazayis. You're not liable for Eved, and a Chayik is a non-kosher bird. But what Aveda did you do? You ate treif, like you asked before. Why don't you get Malkus for that? You ate a Kazayis. How much you have to eat treif to be liable of Kazayis? No, he ate a Kazayis of treif. If you tell me Eved Melechai is only a half a Kazayis and you're liable already, so I can understand. There's no Eved Melechai by non-kosher bird. You won't get Malkus for eating treif because non-kosher animal because it was less than a shear. Fine. But now that you tell me Eved Melechai is a Kazayis as well, be liable for that. Then when answers Kedam Rav Nachman, we'll follow what Rav Nachman says later on in the Gemara, which is that an Eved Melechai, you don't need that Kazayis made up of flesh. It could be flesh, bones, and veins. And you add them all up together, it's a Kazayis. You're liable. But since there's no Eva Melechai by a non-kosher bird, you won't be liable to Chai. And as far as eating treif, you're only liable if you ate meat, but you only ate half a kazayis of meat. Therefore, there's no liability for that either. B'mashehu, only a little bit of basar. And then gidin ve'atzambas. And then you combine the veins and the bones, you get a kazayis. So as far as Eva Melechai, you'll be liable if it had been a kosher bird. But you're not, because it's not kosher. Hachanan mashuk basar gidin ve'atzambas. And we will stop here. Shabbos, everybody. So